God commanded Noah to build the ark. For what? To save all your living things that will go into the Teva. And with this will be survived the kind, all the species will be survived. And that's what it did. And it's sitting over there when he built the Teva, they tell you, 600 feet was the length of the Teva. 100 feet was the width. 60 feet was the height. So you can imagine, very large ark it was. Now, and everything, when he built it from wood. And he plastered it with tar from outside and from inside. Because such shaky, hot water, and that goes, he will let it fall apart. And he made it strong. And he built a window in it. The Torah didn't say window. The Torah said, Tzohar, make something that will bring light into the Teva. What is that something that bring light? There's a mahloket, disagreement. Some they say this was a light. Light from what? He didn't have no electricity. What kind of light it is? Candles? It will burn the whole Teva. Well, light. He said, they bring some kind of precious stone. You put it, lights the whole area. Sapphire, he puts it there. But some they say, no, he made an opening, a window on the top. That's another way to do it. They do the skylight to bring light. That's what they did. So hard to answer that. The Torah said, make something that gives light. What is that something? Some they say this was a window. Some they say, no, it was a precious stone that gives light in the Teva. Why? What do you argue about? One said, this way and this way. Rabbi said, if you look when Hashem told Noah, come to the Teva, get into the Teva. He said, Bo el Teva, enter the Teva. You and your sons and your wife and the wives of your sons. That's the order to them. Bo el Teva, ata, ubanecha. What happened? He should say, Ata v'ishtecha ubanecha unshotehem. You and your wife, your sons and their wives. But didn't say that. Ata ubanecha, you and your son. This means you and your sons alone. Ishtecha unshebanecha alone. During the time you're on the Teva, you're not allowed to enjoy your life. When all the people are dying and being killed, it's not proper. That is, God forbid him to be with his wife in the Teva. A year they were not together. But when Hashem told him to get out of the Teva, he said, Tse atta v'ishtecha ubanecha unshebanecha. Then God permitted him already after they leave the Teva. That's the way it's written. Why the argument? That's what we understand now. No? We understand now that Noah was forbidden to be with his wife in the Teva. That's why some they say, if he's forbidden, what should be? Should be light over there. The way we said before, that he won't be with his wife. Some say, no, the opposite. If it will be light, you will see how it will be tempted. Therefore, it wasn't a stone. If it be to put light on the stone, that's the light during the day and during the night. But if you say it's not supposed to have light because at night, and therefore, he said the window. A window, when comes the night, doesn't give you light. Dark. And therefore, this is why he should be in the dark. This is the difference approach. Why they said so, or what was, if it is stone, or if it is a window. This is not in Shulchan Aruch, I'm just saying when I read the law, I'm trying to explain certain things, why there is differences differences of customs in it. But they come and say, how about if Kippur comes on Shabbat? Should they or not? For the honor of the Shabbat, they should have light. They all agree they should have light for the honor of Shabbat. And when they light the candles of Shabbat, what do we say, bracha? Lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. When comes Kippur, what do we say? Lehadlik ner shel yom kippurim. Comes Shabbat and Kippur, they say lehadlik ner shel Shabbat b'shel yom kippurim. It is a custom, of course, to light a lot of lights in the synagogue for the respect of God. It's understood. Every ta'anit, when that ta'anit starts, in the morning till evening, except the 2 days. What are they? Kippur and Shabbat. Kippur in the Torah it's written. Me'erev ad erev. That means whatever applies to the day, it applies also including the night. Hachamim may Tisha B'Av be the same as Kippur. That's from the Rabbanan. But the Oraita is only Kippur is from one evening to the other. A person is not allowed to do any kind of Melacha on Kippur exactly like Shabbat. The difference is between Shabbat and other holidays that you can cook, because the Torah wants you to eat fresh food on the holidays. You can light, kindle the light, if it is not a new one light from another. But from this came the idea that a person cannot come take a match, strike it, bring fire. They ask, how about electricity? Is this something from something that there is? You take one candle, it's not lit, you light it from another candles. You can do that on Yom Tov. The question is, can he put the electricity? Somebody tell you, what do you do electricity? Like water. That you open the faucet, it comes out. Same thing here. When you make the switch, what is it? It comes, the light to the, but the light's over there from generator, there is something. Some say no. These two are separated. Nothing, not here, not here. Let them touch together. That forms a new light. That means, question, if we can put electricity on Yom Tov or not? It's a matter of opinions. Some they say yes, some say not. Most, the majority, they say not to. And therefore, what do? With timer again, same thing. The way they do on Shabbat. Of course, to put off, definitely, is wrong on Yom Tov. But comes Kippur, can we put the light on or not? Why not? Because there's no benefit for putting light on Kippur. And therefore, even though it's Yom Tov, you don't put light on Kippur. And therefore, any melacha, any work that you cannot do on Shabbat, you can do on Kippur, even if it is not Shabbat. Even if Kippur comes during the weekdays, you don't do it. And what year it will be Kippur on Shabbat? This year. What the next time that Kippur will be on Shabbat?
This year.
And you don't know?
This year.
Huh?
This year, of course. Okay.
Because Rosh Chodesh will be Thursday, wasn't Tuesday and Wednesday. Next Rosh Chodesh, Tishri will be on Thursday. That's Rosh Hashanah, Thursday and Friday. If Rosh Hashanah Thursday, Kippur on the 10th, that's on Shabbat. And this year you are going to fast on Shabbat. That's if you fast another Shabbat, it's Avon. The fasting on Shabbat of this year is a mitzvah. Now, the difference between Shabbat and Kippur, if a person makes melacha on Shabbat, hayav sekila. If a person makes melacha on Kippur, hayav karet. Sekila is more worse. Therefore, means shows you the Shabbat is more important than Kippur. In a way, Shabbat is more important. In a way, Kippur is more important. Why we say in a way Kippur is more important? Because if Kippur comes on Shabbat, you push the Shabbat because of the Kippur. That means you don't eat. There's a law you can't pass on Shabbat. You have to eat. Mm-hmm. There's a law you can't eat on Kippur. You have to pass. When come together, they clash. What do you do?
Kippur.
You apply to eat the laws of Kippur, not of Shabbat. It shows there's something, Kippur is more important. There's something more important than Shabbat.
Why are they postponed the day?
Postpone the day? Because the Torah said, Be'etzem ayom hazeh, even though it comes on Shabbat, do it on this day. You want to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, why do you tell me to do that?
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
It's in the Torah, I didn't know.
I said a person can do it because the Torah said it. Now, there is some places that they permitted the ladies to start preparing certain kind of things for after Kippur, on Kippur. How can you do? Can you do work on Yom Tov for the day after Yom Tov? Even work that you do permitted to do for the same day, you take something you cut for Yom Tov. It's okay. You can cook. You can prepare all the food you want. But if you prepare it for the following day, it's not allowed. But on Kippur afternoon, they permitted Chachamim, certain things that they forbid, to do on Kippur afternoon, to prepare the food for after Kippur, preparation only. The vegetables, they prepare them, they cut them, they do. They put in front of the people right after they come from the shul to prepare it. Therefore, they permitted. But there is some rabbis, many, many rabbis said, nowadays we don't need them to prepare before.
We're living
in no. Abdin. It's terrible if she prepares for you. And you take something that Abdin touches it with her hand here. I don't know. You really? Does her prepare it for you?
What?
The Abdin, the food? On Kippur, for the day after Kippur?
Yeah.
This is one. He said that a person should try not to do prepare on Kippur to the freezer age, prepare before, put everything before. Then comes the amount. How much would a person eat on Kippur would be already subject to be punished with the punishment of the Torah. A certain amount. How much does he eat? That's why when a person is must eat, we advise him to eat less than that amount and wait between them that lasting longer with the food, even though he eats a lot of them. Then we tell him to eat a lot of less than that amount that he's supposed to be given the punishment of the Torah. What is punishment of Torah? Kippur, Bemizid, Hayav Karet, God forbid, they cut his life much shorter than he's supposed to live. You see, the penalty that is karet, it's called, bemezid. And shoged, he has to bring korban. Now today we don't have korban, he would make tzedakah and make different things. Now this is, if we say zedono karet, it's a heavy penalty. Of course the Shabbat penalty has been bigger yet. That's why people don't understand. Many times people, you can see Kippur Day, they're restricted. Hold it. They swear by that the Kippur. Comes every week the Shabbat. Shema Yisrael. They don't care. Of course, because the Shabbat comes more often. Kippur comes once a year. They can afford it. This is at the approach of the people. So in one way Shabbat is more important. In one way, since Kippur comes once a year, people have more feeling for it. That's why Kippur becomes more important. And may God HaKadosh will give us the possibility to do the proper things on the day of Kippur, and HaKadosh will forgive all our abonot, and will be me Be'ezrat Hashem. Good year, very happy year. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see Allah.